August 1st. Come, take up the cross, and follow me. Mark 10, verse 21. Graham and Trina Carr of TV's Galloping Gourmet fame were recently telling me about their B.C., before Christ days. We were worth $2 million once, they recalled. We owned a $500,000 yacht, expensive cars, big houses. We were famous. We had everything people dream about. Yet everything was not enough, because we didn't know the Lord. Before they found him, they lost nearly everything, including wealth and health. But on the memorable spring day I spent with them in their home, the cars were whole. Their broken marriage was repaired, their strained relationships with their children healed, and their lifelong estrangement with God over. Their glowing faces reflected mutual peace and happiness. Strange the odysseys we make, searching for meaning and fulfillment in our lives. Some seek completion intellectually, others through fame, others through the accumulation of wealth. Yet, like the cars, most find these pursuits empty. Building bigger barns, striving for more recognition, storing up great knowledge will not satisfy the hollowness. The only remedy for that emptiness of the soul is an abiding faith in God. Keep us from chasing mirages, Lord.